Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the people show, where we check the pulse of Husker Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. And it's the summer, not a lot going on, but in the news, at least more than I would like to have heard recently, you hear about Maurice Washington's issues in California, then getting in trouble again, and then Wandale Robinson having some issues. And I'm not going to go into all the specifics of all these different things. None of this is new news. You're probably already up to speed on most of it. If you're not, not hard to find the updates. What I wanted to focus on is talking about changing the culture, something that's been talked about since Scott Frost walked through the front door of the Nebraska football office and facility. And part of that is leadership. All right. Now, the question I want to pose is, it time to bring the Unity Council back? Now, if you don't know what the Unity Council is, what it is a group of players that are basically the leaders on the team. And the coach will ask them from time to time what they think about this or that or disciplinary issues or certain things he may or may not want to do on the team. And they have a voice for the players to the coach, directly to the coach. Not that they can't talk to the coach, but it's a group of players that are the designated leaders of the team that have a direct voice that they speak with the coach quite frequently. And sometimes it's disciplinary issues or whatever the case may be. It's just more than I would like to have heard some of the things that's going on lately. And it's great that we're bringing in such talented guys, like I've already mentioned, like Maurice and Wandale. But we got to be able to be a disciplined football team. We got to have leadership on this team. Now, I'm curious to see if Scott Frost brings the Unity Council back. Because let's be honest, ultimately it's his decision and he'll know when to do it because he knows the inner workings of that program better than anybody right now. But I wanted to pose the question because we're all expecting an improvement from year one to year two under Scott Frost. We all could see the difference the last six games from the first six games. Oh, night and day. Oh my God. It's like 17th century technology compared to 21st century technology the first half compared to the last half of last football season when it comes to Nebraska Cornhuskers. So for me, I start to wonder because leadership, the players taking the leadership role is about as important as anything. You got the strength and conditioning, you got practicing hard, you got watching film, but players, because when you're out there and you're tired and you're beat up and it's the fourth quarter and you've been playing football for three straight months, which is a lot of fun, but it's exhausting and you're bruised and you're looking into the eye of the guy next to you and he's the one calling you out because you're not going hard enough, as much influence as those coaches have, nothing is going to ring true or any truer to a player than looking in another player's eyes who's going through the exact same thing at that exact same moment saying, you got to pick it up. Now, a guy like Scott Frost played. He played. He's got that street cred, right? It's also been a while since he played. He's no longer going through that anymore. I mean, my God, I'm like a dinosaur slash fossil to my children, and I'm younger than Scott is. No disrespect, Scott. The Unity Council, when the time is right, I have no doubt that Scott Frost will bring it back. I'm curious to see when he does, because that will be a big indicator to me that he feels the guys on the team get it, because he didn't want to bring it back last year, because he didn't feel like the guys understood what it took to be leaders, what he wanted, what the coaches expected, what it took to be successful. So he didn't implement the Unity Council last year. I'm curious to see if he does it this year. Does he do it in year three? Does he do it in the middle of this season? When does it happen? That's what I'm curious to see, because the moment that happens, that will be a big sign to me that Scott Frost truly feels we're headed in the right direction when it comes to culture, when it comes to attitude, work ethic, toughness, and everything that Nebraska football is all about, ladies and gentlemen. I just wanted to bring it up because there's been not a lot of negativity, just more than I'd like to see, and a lot of that stems from culture, which stems from leadership, which stems from the leaders on the team. All right, let me know your thoughts. Obviously, it's Scott's decision, but hey, let's have a little fun too. When do you think he should bring it back? When do you think he will bring it back? What are your thoughts on the Unity Council? My first 2 years at Nebraska, we had the Unity Council, and it was great. Going into my third year, we got rid of it. I'm not going to go a whole lot more into that. You can probably figure it out. 2 + 2 = 4, ladies and gentlemen. But Unity Council, let me know your thoughts. Until next time, Husker Nation, have a phenomenal week. Enjoy your summer. Go Big Red. And always remember to throw the ball. Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.